Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable, 850-437-1620. I'm your guest host, TJ, today. In the studio with me is Tasca King from EDX Digital. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. We had a long day yesterday, so I'm still recovering from that.
Oh, yes. But it was a lot of fun.
It was a lot of fun.
Thanks to everybody that came out to help support Santa Rosa Kids House.
Yeah, Spring Jam 2025 with Chase Beckham. That was a fantastic evening.
That was. Absolutely. A lot of great music yesterday.
Yes, indeed. So here to talk everything ADX Digital. What do you have for us this week?
Well, you know, I thought this week we would talk all things social. Let's talk social.
Social media.
You got any questions about advertising within social media, please give us a call. And let's first start just about talking about the products that we have.
Okay. And just real quick, 850-437-1620 if you have any questions.
Great.
Go ahead.
Okay. So obviously one of our top products, and you've heard me talk about it many, many times, is social mirroring. Mm-hmm. And we work with 8 different social platforms in order to create this product. And what we do is we take a social post off of one of those 8 platforms. Those platforms are Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest, Snapchat. I just drew a blank. TikTok.
Okay.
X.
Mm-hmm.
And there's 2 more.
Did you say Instagram?
I did. Okay. Wait. I got it in front of me. I know I've got it in front of me right here. They're not all listed. I'm so sorry. But anyway, YouTube. Is
mm-hmm.
one.
That's
and then there's one,
one
more. Anyway, you've got a social platform. It's probably going to fit into this product. So what we're going to do is we're going to take a post that you've posted on your Facebook, your business Facebook page or your business social page, and we're going to copy that post and we're going to put it out in the wild. We're going to put it on websites. We're going to put it on apps. We're going to put it on phones and tablets and PCs. Anywhere where someone might be scrolling who matches your criteria. Now, remember, anytime you're doing a digital campaign with us, we're going to start out with targeting with geography, with the geography that suits you and your business type and your business location. And then we're going to layer in those targeting strategies. So we got behaviors. We've got keywords, we've got website retargeting, artificial intelligence, and then we also have geofencing that's available as one of these targeting strategies.
Mm-hmm.
So you give us that post, and we're going to copy that post, and we're going to make an ad that's going to look exactly like that post. Now, the really cool thing about this is that ad now is interactive with that post. So what that means is if your targeted consumer sees that post and they have interest and they want to click on that post, a couple different things can happen. If they click on that social icon, they will go to your social media page. If they click on the center of the ad or on a call to action button, they will go to your website to try to get them to convert and do something you want them to do. Or if they click on one of the reactions at the bottom, then those reactions will all populate over on the social site. So if they make a comment, you may not necessarily go to the site to make the comment. You make the comment right there on the ad. It goes to the site.
Mm.
So it's very interactive, and it makes that social site and your ad campaign work together even when you're away from the social site. Now, you may ask, why would I do that when I'm already advertising on the social site? Well, a couple reasons, but the main one being when you're running your ads on that social site, you are limited to the people that are on that site mm-hmm. that can see the ad, where your ad may show up in their news feed. Whether you are just doing a post or whether you're doing a boosted post, if you do a boosted post, then you're going to reach people that may not necessarily follow you. But if you just do a regular post, for the most part, you're going to reach the people that do follow you.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas when we do a social mirror ad, we're taking it off the site and reaching everybody who's online, who fits into your criteria of the targeting strategies.
Sure.
Does that make sense?
Whether that's zip code, local Pensacola area,
exactly.
or whatever.
Right. Right. Or if they fit the behaviors that are necessary for, you know, for your business. So, for example, if you're an attorney, say you're a divorce attorney, okay, and you run an ad on Facebook, and the people that see the ad, if you don't boost that post, are going to be people that already follow your law firm.
Right. They've clicked like, they clicked follow.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And you've just got to hope maybe they might need a divorce attorney. Okay?
Right.
So let's take it to Social Mirror. Let's copy that ad and let's take it off. And we can stay in the same area, the same Pensacola area that you're targeting on Facebook. But we're not going to limit ourselves to just your followers or just people in the area that are on Facebook. Because what if someone who doesn't do Facebook, but they do LinkedIn or they do X? And they need an attorney. You're not going to reach them with your Facebook post, but you need to reach them.
Mm-hmm.
So let's take that ad, put it out in the wild, and make the targeting strategy, again, your geographic area plus the targeting strategies for people that need your service. And that way you've got a much better chance of reaching more people that need a divorce attorney, to talk to a divorce attorney.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
It's pulling probably from Google searches, people who are local that are typing in divorce attorneys, and then all of a sudden they're seeing those ads in their Facebook.
If they're typing keywords, good divorce attorney near me or whatever, that's how we're going to find them, through their online and offline behavior, not just who they like on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this, again, we've got 8 different platforms that we can work with. The most popular one that we get, of course, is Facebook. We do quite a bit of Instagram. We do quite a bit of TikTok in addition. But we can do any of those 8. And that is by far our most successful product that has the most activity.
Mm-hmm.
For our clients that we, of all of the products that we use in the campaigns that we've done. And by the most activity, what I mean is the click-through rate and the engagement rate is higher on this product than any other product that we have. Now, by click-through rate, that just tells you how many people clicked on your ads during your campaign or each month during your campaign. Engagement rate means they either clicked on your ad or they saw your ad and then went to your website to learn more without actually clicking on the ad.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one thing that we monitor when we do our monthly reports is what was your engagement rate? I mean, we don't know necessarily what your sales were, but we know how many people that we showed the ad to showed interest by their online behavior in your ad. That
absolutely
makes sense?
It does make sense. Yes. I would imagine that YouTube is probably pretty popular too.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Yeah.
It is. Okay, so that's our top product that we sell.
Mm-hmm.
We do sell full campaigns on Facebook and Instagram. Those are the Meta properties. And those are also successful campaigns. The targeting strategy is a little bit different because you have to use the Meta targeting categories, not the full behavior categories that you can use with social mirroring. You have to go by what Meta's criteria is.
Mm.
But on the same hand, I mean, you still have a ton of people that are on Facebook and Instagram every single day. And for some clients, for some businesses, that works great. It's just a matter of, do you want to limit? Do you only want to reach? And if you've got a smaller budget, it might be better just to do everything on Facebook. Because once you get over onto Social Mirror and you're not limiting yourself to just the people on that platform, then the number of impressions that are available are huge, and you're not going to reach the same percentage of people that need your product as you would within Facebook because of those limitations.
Mm-hmm.
So there are times when those limitations are beneficial, and there are times when it's better just to do the social mirror. And the best way to find out which one's best for you is to call us and have one of our digital experts come out and meet with you and look at the differences between the two and determine which one's going to work the best. And the best way to do that is to give us a call at 850-262-6000. That's 850-262-6000. Ask to speak to Jeff Wayne, and he will have one of our digital experts come out and meet with you and explain everything about these two products and determine which one is best for you.
All right. We'll be back with Pep Talk, News Radio 92.3.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going slower.
Izervay is proven to slow GA progression.
Izervay.
Izervay or Avastin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Izervay today.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Izervay.com. That's Izervay.com.
Hey, Kevin, how's the boat running?
Well, you know, last week I started working on the water pump, and now I can't remember how it goes back together.
Dude, stop. Call Key Marine. They'll get you and your Mercury outboard back in the water so we can go back to fishing again.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. They'll fix any problem, big or small, even if the problem is you don't remember how the parts go back together. Key Marine, your Mercury outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola.
WeCare Home Hotline, you're on with Woody.
Hey, Woody, have you ever heard an air conditioner this loud?
No, but the good news is WeCare has more than 10 years in business and thousands of positive reviews, so our HVAC, plumbing and electrical teams can get it fixed and fast.
Thanks, Woody!
No one cares like WeCare. Schedule online at WeCareHeatAndAir.com.
In a world of payroll and HR services, things can get complicated. There are so many moving parts in business. At Avalon HR, we understand, and we have your back. Join us on the Pensacola Expert Panel as we guide you through the complicated world of payroll and HR services. Running a business is busy work. Allow Avalon HR to work with you. Join us Wednesday on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 10.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. 850-437-1620 if you have any questions for our guest. I'm your host, PJ, today. In studio with me is Tasker King from ADX Digital, and we were just wrapping up a conversation about social media, and I know that there's some other areas that people can think about, too, with ADX Digital and how to promote their business.
Absolutely. Well, this is actually an all-things social show, so let's talk about a couple other social opportunities that we have. First of all, we have LinkedIn. So if you're a business and you do what you do is business to business, then you want to look at LinkedIn. So LinkedIn, of course, is the largest professional network that reaches people who want to target in their news feed and other through the LinkedIn audience network across all devices. And it's business people targeting business people. So if that's what your business model is, then let's get together and talk about a possible campaign on LinkedIn. Because there's lots of opportunities there. Now, if you've got video, let's talk about TikTok and YouTube. Okay? Well, TikTok, of course, you'd want to have video and you want to reach a younger audience.
Mm-hmm.
But that is, of course, TikTok is a video sharing social platform. It allows users to create and share content, form videos on any topic. So if the base demographics of the YouTube user, I mean, I'm sorry, the TikTok user, matches the criteria for your business model, then let's talk about doing a video and doing it. I mean, the best thing to do is for you to have a TikTok account. You don't have to, but let's talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
Let's look at the option of just doing a TikTok campaign, because that's definitely something that we could do as well. And then with YouTube as well, we can do something very similar with YouTube, with video, and that would be on YouTube, not YouTube TV. It's just on YouTube. But again, video works best. I think there are some static display ad opportunities on YouTube, but most of what we have, again, is video for YouTube.
What is the demographic for TikTok, for example? You mentioned a younger user, but I'm thinking about some of the earliest TikTok users are probably now more in that young professional category.
I mean, that it's definitely changing, especially since the entertainment business has started taking utilizing TikTok more. So that has caused that demographic to get a little bit older. And you're right. I mean, when TikTok first came around, it was targeting a 15-year-old, and those 15-year-olds now are in their early 20s.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know if they outgrow it. I have no idea. I'm not a TikTok user myself.
Yeah, my kids don't outgrow it.
Being close to the music business, which we are here, I do see a lot of TikTok stuff, mainly because of the entertainment business side of it.
Mm-hmm.
But that demographic, you know, that it's very fluid. I mean, initially it was teenagers, and that's not the case anymore. I would say probably the target is going to be 15 to 30. Now, that could be different a year from now.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the great thing about all of our products. And this digital is an ever-changing world.
Mm-hmm.
And it's constantly growing, and it's constantly we have more and more exposure to it every day. Not just the kids, but we adults, too. I know, you know, just think, for example, the way you watch television. Has that changed over the years? It certainly has for me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have any TV capability for something that's not streaming. Everything I see is streaming. So if you want to advertise to me, you better not advertise on satellite or cable or broadcast TV, because you're not going to find me.
Mm-hmm.
And when I say me specifically, I mean people who have cut the cord.
Yeah.
So as those habits continue to change, then the demographic for all of the social platforms will continue to change as well.
Mm-hmm. And that's very true. And even for people like me who are very resistant to the new technologies, mm-hmm. like the streaming and the different platforms. Like I was probably one of the later additions to Facebook, for example, because I just didn't want to be online. But my wife brings me along, you know, and that's exactly it, though. So people are being influenced to join those social media platforms. Like you said, that's where they are now.
Yeah. You know what? One thing that Facebook did for me, I no longer, if someone wants to send me a personal email, I don't even have a personal email address anymore. I have work email and I have Facebook. So usually if friends want to get a hold of me and they don't have my phone number to get a hold of me, they can get a hold of me through Facebook.
Yeah.
Now, on the same hand, I don't live on my phone. I don't stare at my Facebook all day, every day.
Mm-hmm.
But I probably glance at it twice a day. And that's probably a small number for most people. You know, a lot of people are on Facebook, you know, 6-8 times a day, if not, you know, have it open on their laptop all day, which I do not.
Yeah, and that's what Facebook and LinkedIn in particular have become for me. It's more of a social networking thing. It's kind of a Rolodex now. It's
exactly.
Like I don't want to get rid of it, because then I lose all those connections.
Right. And pictures. I love to see pictures. My friends post pictures of their kids getting married or their babies or grandbabies. And, you know, it's a great thing to keep you in touch.
Absolutely. All right. We'll be back with Pep Talk News Radio 92.3.
The Studer Community Institute, with many others, is dedicated to creating America's first early learning city right here in Pensacola. To do that, Rishi and I built the United States' first early learning sensory garden, right at the corner of Balin Street and Main Street. Yep, right by the Brew Through. Bring your child. Not only will they have fun, but they'll also learn a lot. And while you're there, you can have a coffee or a smoothie or a bite to eat. So please, bring your child down to the Brew Through to the Early Learning Sensory Garden. Thank you.
Change. Positive change is happening all around us. Greater Pensacola is growing. And that's why I joined the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Join us. The Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. We believe local businesses are the cornerstone of a great community.
When it comes to precious metals, there's only one place to consider, and that's Emerald Coast Coins. They're the local leader in dealing with coins and jewelry, gold, silver, diamonds, and sterling silver. Emerald Coast Coins buys, sells, and trades. And for the past 15 years, customers from all over the Gulf Coast have trusted Emerald Coast Coins for the best estimates and prices in town. Stop in today. Emerald Coast Coins on Creighton Road.
I'm Meg, inviting you to join the Pensacola Expert Panel Wednesday at 9:30 as Bess Marks from Lazy Boy joins the show to talk about upcoming events at all three Gulf Coast locations in Pensacola, Spanish Fort, and Mobile, and how to incorporate Lazy Boy's free in-home design service with recliners, sofas, accessories, and artwork to make your home look just like a picture out of a magazine.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WER-TV, News Radio Team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620. I'm your host, PJ, today in for Meg. We also have Tasca King, ADX Digital, in the studio with me, and we're talking all things social media and how your business can utilize social media with ADX Digital to reach a wider audience.
Absolutely. So just to recap, let's talk again about the products that we talked about.
Mm-hmm.
We have TikTok ads, LinkedIn ads, and YouTube ads. And then we also have Facebook and Instagram ads, which we also call the Meta product. Now, with those ads too, keep in mind that a lot of times with those ads, they will go across all of what's called Facebook Audience Network. And Facebook owns a lot of different stuff. And then they have partnerships with a lot of different stuff. So there's in a lot of different places within Facebook that your ads could run, not just on the news feed. So ask us about that. When you've got questions and you want to learn about running a Meta campaign or a campaign on one of these other platforms, again, you just give us a call, 850-262-6000, and speak to Jeff Wayne, our sales manager, and he will connect you with one of our digital experts. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, like I've been saying for several years now, our top product, our number one product, is called social mirroring. And that is when we take one of your posts from whatever social platform you use, from the top eight platforms, and we run it on websites and apps off of the platform to drive people either back to the platform, to your page on the platform, or drive them to your website. And it, again, it's very interactive. I love this product because of the interactive. It's also subliminal. A few weeks ago, we talked about products that were subliminal.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you're reading an article and you're on, I don't know, foxnews.com or something, and you're reading an article, and all of a sudden, there's what you think for a second or 5 seconds is a Facebook post. And then before you realize that it's actually an ad, the message is in the brain.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what another thing that's great about that product. And again, we have the top eight social posts and that our social platforms, and that's going to include Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest, X, TikTok, LinkedIn, Snapchat. So whatever you want, we've got it.
All right. Phone number one more time, Tasca.
850-262-6000.
All right. Thanks for being here.